I'm Alex Chadwick. This is Day to Day. Corporate scandals over the past few years brought new rules and regulations intended to correct corrupt accounting and ethics practices. Now, businesses are complaining. Too much oversight. It costs too much to comply with the new rules. And the chairman of the Securities and Exchange Commission says he's going to consider relaxing some of these rules. Joining us from the Marketplace Newsroom is Tess Viglin. Tess, are there real signs of a rollback? What are the rules that they say are a problem?
Well, rollback is probably too strong a word, but just this week in several press interviews, the head of the SEC, as you mentioned, William Donaldson, did say that the law is too expensive for some companies, public companies, and might need some tweaking. That was his word. Now, what that exactly means, we don't know yet, but one reform that's already looking like it's DOA is allowing investors to nominate people to serve on corporate boards. That is probably not going to happen anymore. But there's been a lot of pressure building within corporate and political ranks recently to, if not get rid of, then at least water down all these new rules.
Are there particular rules that they're going after? What kinds of changes do they want?
Well, there are a couple of places where there's the most opposition at this point. One would be regulation of mutual funds and hedge funds. There's also been some talk of extending the time that foreign companies and smaller businesses have to comply with some of the mandates of Sarbanes-Oxley. But I spoke with Eric Talley, who teaches corporate law at the University of Southern California. He says this is a familiar pattern, corporate scandal followed by a crackdown, followed by backlash.
Ironically, when some of the initial reforms in Sarbanes-Oxley were put into place, some of the champions for reform were quite critical of the particular reforms that were put into place, claiming that they were essentially a throwing spaghetti at the wall approach to regulating corporate behavior. That argument, ironically, may actually make it easier now for individuals within the SEC to actually retrench on some of those early regulatory reforms.
But he points out that we're really just getting to the point in time now where you can see numbers-wise how these regulations are playing out. So we'll have to see how it goes over the next, say, 6 to 12 months.
One member of the SEC is resigning. How's that going to affect things?
That's right. Harvey Goldschmidt, a Democrat on the commission, is leaving. It's possible a more conservative member will be placed there in his position. The chairman, William Donaldson, has been something of a swing vote on the commission. He was appointed by the current administration, but he's voted numerous times with Democrats. So this new appointment could have a pretty major impact on how Sarbanes-Oxley gets implemented down the road. And today in the Marketplace Newsroom, we're looking into how the tight global oil market is forcing some countries to team up to buy crude.
Tess, thank you, and please excuse my case of the sniffles this morning. Tess Viglin from Marketplace, produced by American Public Media.